This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I was just looking at the chart for the key stock index in Shanghai over the last week. It's not a happy sight. A jittery slide downward, along with today's 0.4% drop. What's going on is China's government stepping in to quash lending in what it sees as an overly exuberant banking system, especially the part that lies outside formal state control. And where does the world's second largest economy go from here? Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
China's central bank reassured investors it would ease up on the credit squeeze that sent markets into panic earlier this week. But it's left a lot of economists like Will Hess, head of research at PRC Macro Advisors, wondering what's next.
I think what they're preparing for is trying to clean up the financial sector so it's better prepared to support what I think will be a pretty large internal liberalization agenda coming up later this year.
China's new leadership came into power promising liberal economic reforms. Hess says this could be an early move in that direction. Instead of punishing China's $3 trillion shadow banking sector, Hess thinks part of China's reform will be to bring this industry out of the shadows. Doing so would hurt China's big state banks, but it would offer more lending options for Chinese companies that don't belong to the government. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.